Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Side with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always. And we got our good buddy Doug Berry with us, ladies and gentlemen. Doug is Senior International Trade Specialist with the U.S. Commercial Service, which is a division of the Department of Commerce, one of my favorite departments in the government. And Doug is our favorite guy over there. He's been a member of my Brain Trust for a long time. And always brings us really good stuff. Let's welcome him back. Doug Berry, welcome back.
Hi, Jim. It's always good to see you.
It's good to see you. It's always a pleasure. And it was great to see you face-to-face after all these years. We've been working together. We've become good friends over the years. We've talked when you've been, you know, on the other side of the earth on our show. We've done so many things together, projects together and everything. And yet we'd never met. And we just met this summer. It was great seeing you.
We did, and you look remarkably youthful, Jim.
Well, you know, it's probably a surprise because, you know, on the website, they can do amazing things with the computer programs. What do they call it? I always forget the name of the program that they use to fix people up. But anyway,
Photoshop.
That's what I'm trying to think of. Yeah, they can do amazing things with Photoshop, but you can't. You know, and the makeup doesn't do as well just face to face. Hey, Doug, you're our international trade expert. You're our import export expert, especially exporting. The economy is taking it on a chin, not just the U.S. economy. The global economy is really trying to find its footing right now, isn't it? I mean, I heard today that Germany was actually in a recession, and I don't mean to be uncharitable, but I got to think, well, boy, that wasn't a very far fall for them because they never were much more than 1.5% annual growth. But you know, the U.S. economy is having a tough time. We're all trying to find our footing. What is the future of, or at least the near-term future, of trade for small business, of international trade for small business?
Well, that's an important question, Jim. And, you know, it's always been said that when the United States catches a cold, it quickly spreads around the world. Now, we all seem to be having a bit of pneumonia, and the world trade volume is set to fall in 2009. For the first time in about 22 years.
Wow.
But so everyone's having a difficult time, and people just are not buying, and the credit markets, as you know, have frozen up, so businesses are having a hard time borrowing, and that generally means slower growth.
But has that migrated over to the international trade organizations like the IMF and those guys, what's the other one, Ex-Im Bank and those folks?
Well, yeah. Actually, not really. In the case of Ex-Im Bank, they still have money to loan, especially or to guarantee commercial banks. They provide guarantees, and the good news there is who was the bank robber that, you know, when asked,
why did
you
Willie
rob
Loman.
The bank? He says, you know, I did.
Oh,
it
no, John Dillinger.
Right, that's where the money. Yeah. That's where the money is.
Mm-hmm.
No longer true, and so you know you can't use that joke on the rubber chicken circuit. But what is true is that Small Business Administration and Export Import Bank still have loan guarantees for commercial banks to help small companies get the capital that they need to expand their export activities, and this means that there's money to cover inventory purchases. There's money to borrow to offer terms to customers. 30,
which
60.
In the form just cover helping them cover receivables.
Exactly.
Right.
And there's money to expand your manufacturing capabilities for the purpose of exporting. So if you're looking for some capital to get started in the export area or expand in the export area, you should consider these loan guarantees that are provided by SBA and Export Export-Import Bank, up to 95% of the money loan. So even though the banks may be very conservative, they're going to loan money if Uncle Sam is willing to put up 95% of the capital, and their risk then is reduced to only 5% of the value of the loan.
Right.
And I think the other important point about the overall international climate, Jim, is that, yes, even though exports are not going to grow in 2009 by volume around the world, there still are countries that are in relatively good shape and that are growing by 6 and 7%, even in 2009, even in these tough times.
Yeah.
So let's look at those when we get back.
Exactly. We're going to find our glass half full somehow in this visit with our good friend Doug Berry, ladies and gentlemen. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's Fleetwood Mac to take us out. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's Strawberry Alarm Clock, by the way, in case you were wondering. And that's from the Wayback Machine. Doug Berry wouldn't remember a song like that, would you, Doug?
Well, I do remember that song. And, you know, Jim, I'm glad you're not singing the blues today.
Because, oh, no.
Everybody else seems to, and I'm a little tired of hearing it.
Well, you know,
let's talk about some good news.
That's exactly right, and you know, I'm not blind. I'm not in denial about what's going on. But I will tell you this: I'm planning on surviving and living to tell about this. I'm planning on living to fight another day. And if I give in to the gloom and the doom and people talking about depressions, which I really reject out of hand, the concept of a depression, I reject that out of hand. You know, and I've got evidence, in my opinion, to prove that that's not going to be the case. And yes, we are in a recession. There's no question about that. I did deny that earlier in the year because the evidence didn't show it earlier than in the year. But I think it is there now. We're in a recession. We're going to be in a recession. But you know what? I'm not going to participate, Doug, because I've got bills to pay. I got payroll to make. I got a business to run here. And so I don't have a choice. I can't participate.
Well, and Jim, you know, I may be living in a bubble, and it's kind of a comfortable place to be because every day I'm talking to U.S. small businesses about the great things that they're doing, not only to survive, but to build those businesses.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear about a couple of them that I'd
like
to
that
yesterday?
Very much. I'd like that very
yeah.
much.
Well, there was one lady in Arkansas who called yesterday for a little bit of advice on some shipments that she was doing to Australia. And she and her husband, after retirement, they ran a business for a long time with 40 or 50 employees. Now they're down to two in retirement, and they make custom buildings for model railroad sets.
little bitty micro structures, right? Little,
but they're beautiful.
Little miniature buildings.
Yes.
For yeah.
Mm-hmm. The detail is incredible, and
yeah.
they're now selling in five or six different international markets all through their website. And
wow.
They called me about an order they were doing to Canada and had to fill out one of the certificates of origin, which is pretty simple to do. But they're having a ball, and business is booming for them. And I said, do you put the lights and so forth in these buildings? And she says, no, that's left up to the hobbyist.
Uh-huh.
I'd never heard that term before. But hobbyists in Switzerland, Austria.
Right. And this is exporting, folks. This is international trade.
Exactly.
It doesn't have to be a Caterpillar D9 a bulldozer.
No. And then there was a guy in Chicago who called me and said he had just made a $2 million sale to the Iraq or the Baghdad International Airport Authority.
Huh.
And I said, well, what the heck are you selling to them? And he said, toothbrushes and and other you know, personal hygiene stuff. And I thought, well, if you're going through the Baghdad International Airport and you haven't cleaned your teeth in a while,
right.
Here's $2 million there in the in the shopping court that you can buy. So people are finding opportunities all over the place, even in challenging economic times.
Well, these are people who have said, you know what? You know, I'm not gonna give in to this. I'm not gonna succumb to this. Those two people you were talking to don't watch CNBC. They talk to their customers.
Yes.
They don't listen to CNBC. They listen to the customers.
That's right. And there was another lady, Jim, yesterday, who called me, and she was shipping some handmade awards that she creates. They're made out of pewter, and they're in particular for the winners of horse shows in Canada.
Right.
And she has a thriving business shipping these things up north, which she makes herself. And again, people are still, you know, in every corner of the world, there are little prizes, little competitions, little associations and organizations,
yep.
And she makes their awards for them. Isn't that incredible?
It is. That's great. I love stories like that.
And every day they're doing well, and they're small. They have little websites, and they've decided that they're going to expand their customer base outside the United States, and they're always on the lookout for new markets. And my agency, of course, helps them every day.
Exactly. You know, Doug, and I know I've mentioned this many times before, but still my favorite is the story that you told us years ago about the little Tennessee company that makes salsa.
Yes.
And their number one customer is supermarkets in Mexico.
That's right.
Now, think about that, folks. A Tennessee salsa company selling salsa in Mexico. I mean, that's incredible. And I love that story. And it's just a perfect example, though, of what happens when people say, you know what? I'm gonna believe in the marketplace. I'm gonna quit watching, you know, the news, and I'm gonna quit, you know, listening to all the naysayers. And there is this thing that I talk about quite a bit, Doug, called availability cascade. I learned this term this year. Availability cascade is where when you hear something so much, over and over again, that you start to believe it's true, even if it's not. But you've heard it, you hear it so much, you start believing it to be true, and you start taking action based on what you think is true, even if it's not true.
Exactly.
And that's what we've got to guard against, Doug, is we got to guard against doing the wrong things based on availability cascade.
Right. And believe that there is opportunity out there, and spend a few minutes this week figuring out what your next move will be.
Yeah.
And let it start by giving us a call.
Absolutely. And we come back, and I want Doug to talk a little bit more about how the U.S. Commercial Service can help you in your small business. It's very important. And guess what, folks? It's free. Tintel, stay with me. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging around with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. Doug Barry is our guest. He's with the U.S. Commercial Services Division of the Department of Commerce. He's a senior international trade specialist there. And he's been a member of our Brain Trust for many years. Doug, tell us how we can contact you and how we can find you.
Yes, Jim, through our website is the first and foremost way, and that's export.gov. And if you go there today on the homepage, you'll see a summary of those loan programs I mentioned for small businesses that are interested in starting or expanding their exporting businesses. A great summary of the programs and how to access them today at the top of the homepage. And then the phone number, you can talk to me, Jim, today. I'll be
Wow.
counseling line this afternoon
right.
and throughout the rest of the week, and that's toll-free 1-800-USA-TRADE.
1-800-USA-TRADE.
Yes.
And that's export.gov is the website. So, folks, I encourage you to check it out. And you got a book coming out in the next another 30 days or so, right?
Yes. My book is coming out, and it's called A Basic Guide to Exporting, and it'll be out on December the 4th. Available through the government printing office, gpo.gov. You can buy it online or at your local bookstore.
Yeah, so check that out, folks, and we'll be telling you more about that coming up. Doug, what's Let's talk about some of the things that you that your division helps small business owners with. We talked about the ability to help people get financing. You help them just follow the yellow brick road till they get to all the touch points and dot all the I's and cross the T's and help make that happen. What about some other things? What about finding prospects?
Yes, we do. Probably that's our signature service. We help U.S. businesses find buyers and vice versa. We have offices in 85 countries, all of the big business centers of the world, and especially in those markets now that still are doing pretty well. And those markets are the countries with which we have free trade agreements, such as Mexico, Canada, Australia, Singapore, countries in Central America, Israel, Jordan. All of those countries we have these agreements with, and that means they charge us zero duties and tariffs on the goods, our goods that are going into their country, and that gives us sometimes as much as a 20% price advantage over our competition.
Right.
We have offices there, and in the downturn, those are places to look for business opportunities. So you call me this afternoon or one of my colleagues at the Trade Information Center in Washington, D.C., or contact one of our local export assistance centers. We have 108 of them around the country. And that's where you get started. Then we help you find the right market that's doing well right now, interested in your product. Then we help find the buyer, and we assist you in all aspects.
And for the most part, that's free, isn't it?
And for the most part, it is free. Sometimes for our highly customized services, there's a small charge, but generally...
It's just minimal. I mean, it's just barely to cover costs.
It's the best deal going. If people aren't beginning to dial on their telephones, the 1-800-USA-TRADE now... They really are going to miss the boat here. And now, of course, is a great time to consider going international because as things slow in this country, the outlook is murky at best. Why not give this some consideration?
Well, here's the other thing.
A couple of weeks and make the call.
Here's the other thing, Doug. One of the things we know that's going to happen is there's going to be some attrition in the marketplace. Some businesses aren't going to make it, and global businesses, not just U.S. businesses, and that's going to leave some holes for people to fill. It's going to leave a vacuum out there. So, I mean, in my opinion, part of the key to survival is to find to be sniffing out those potential vacuums and step into them.
That's right.
And I know people who literally thrive. They grow in a time like this because that's their attitude.
Right. And you have to, Jim, and folks at home, also be looking around the corner over the horizon because the markets are going to come back, and they'll come back with a vengeance, all this pent-up demand through these months of not buying things and waiting to see what's going to happen. It will come back strongly, and you want to be in a position to take advantage of it. You want to have those contacts. You want to know how to conduct trade. You want to have maybe a market or two that you've been supplying, you know, even modestly for now, because things are going to come back, and you want to be ready for
it. And you said with a vengeance, and I agree with you, because with all the technology we have right now, once the attitude changes, the tools will be there to make it happen very quickly.
That's right. And
that's all we got to do. We got more of a challenge between our ears than we do in front of us, Doug,
really
in my
do.
Opinion, around
well
the world.
Spoken.
Hey, Doug, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Jim, thanks so much.
We'll see you next time. Doug Berry, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best, as you can tell. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.